92.1 KMZ locker room chats continue here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Now we're at our Frankfurt Wildcats locker room chat here with now head coach of the girls team, Doug Thompson. This locker room chat's brought to you by Winkle Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Health Care System. Well, coach, only two more games left here of the regular season. Before we talk about that, let's talk about your last two games here on the season against Blue Valley Randolph and Centralia, taking a loss in both those games. But coach, what can you tell me about both those contests for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, against Blue Valley, I thought we came out and, you know, had a really good first quarter. You know, we kept the game close and until halftime, and then just kind of the third quarter kind of got away from us. And it's kind of been a theme here, just kind of having one bad quarter. And, you know, I thought we played pretty well in the fourth quarter, so just kind of that third quarter got away from us. But, again, I thought we shot the ball really well in the first half and kind of finished the game strong. Again, came away with a loss, but again, there's a, you know, the girls were very competitive and tried really hard.
Well, coach, I mentioned it. You only have two more games left here remaining of the regular season here with Valley Heights coming up on Friday and, of course, also Lynn next Friday. So your final home game of the year at senior night here on Friday against Valley Heights. What are some keys here to this matchup against this Mustangs team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to start being a little bit more aggressive on defense and just continue to keep rebounding. But again, just kind of going back to executing our offense and just trying not to have a bad quarter, just still trying to put that four quarters together. I feel like, you know, we've come out with, you know, a good first quarter and good second quarter, and then you know, just trying to make some adjustments at halftime that just haven't worked, and you know, hopefully we can fix those with a couple few practices coming up, and get back to just playing good basketball.
I know a lot of teams are in your shoes right now. As the season's kind of coming to an end, they might have three games left remaining, but you only have two games remaining on your schedule, both Friday matchups. Do you feel like kind of having not that many games left here at the end of the season might help you get some players healthy, get some time in practice before postseason, or what are your thoughts on that, kind of having too many games here left of the regular season to kind of come down to?
Yeah, you know, I thought at the beginning of the year we were really playing a lot of games, and then we played over Christmas break as well, and you know, I think we've got three really tough opponents that we played, Centralia last night, and then again we get Valley Heights, and then we finish with Lynn, and again, you know, those are three teams that are very competitive in the league and are kind of the top three teams in the league there with Hanover. But again, it gives us a chance to go out there and compete against some really good teams and continue to keep working on some things that we need to work on to try to get and to try to make a run in sub-state.
Of course, you played in many sub-state or many tournaments here so far this season. How do you feel like all those tournaments are kind of preparing you for this moment coming up with sub-state on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is kind of in those tournaments that we take away the TVL, where, you know, we lost our first game to Blue Valley, and then we just kind of got stuck in two consolation games and kind of just really felt like we weren't really in the tournament. So again, I think that gives us an idea of, hey, you know, when we get to sub-state, you know, this is it. So, you know, if we get beat out, we're done. And, you know, so.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 here of our locker room chats.
Thank you.
That was head coach Doug Thompson with the Frankfurt Wildcat girls. Again, upcoming on the season for Frankfurt, it is Valley Heights on Friday and the next Friday against Lynn. Only two more games left in the season, both in the Twin Valley League, here for the Frankfurt Wildcats.